Uplifting life songs. It is the Afternoon Drive with Daniel and Alan. And our guest on the show today is one part of the group with the single out called Blameless. Brand new single from them. Their current album is We Won't Be Shaken. It's been a huge hit. And they're currently touring all over the U.S. on the We Won't Be Shaken tour. Let's welcome to the show Jason of the band Building 429. How's it going,
man? What's up, guys? Oh, man, I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing pretty good. We know that you guys are currently on the road and have been for a while now. We're kind of wondering, is there a certain piece of home that you take with you to make life not so tough?
Yeah, well, that's actually pretty simple, man. We take our favorite coffee, and we're kind of coffee connoisseurs. So if we're out there and we get far away from home and find a coffee shop and hunker down, there's something about it that reminds us of home every time.
There you go. What is the favorite kind of coffee of yours?
Not to get too deep, but Intelligentsia is this coffee company. It's out the West Coast in Chicago.
Okay.
They make beans. And we have all these young guys on the bus who are like super hipsters. They know how to make their little Chemex coffee and all that kind of stuff. It makes me feel old, but I like being around them. You know what I'm saying? Keeps me a little bit young.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, I know you guys have been on the road with lots of bands throughout your career. And I got to know, are you guys deemed as more the pranksters on the road, or are you more the ones getting pranked? And what's the best one you've seen so far?
That's a good question. We are actually unbelievably serious on the road. Like, we're just kind of old men, I guess, on the road. But that sets us up really well to bring out the greatest pranks of all time.
Ah. Yeah.
So we're kind of like, the stories used to be that Peter Furler and the Newsboys, like, nobody wanted to prank those guys, because if you did, then you'd get destroyed by
right.
them.
You know? Right.
And that's kind of the way that we roll. We're like really kind, unless you... So we've passed a few pranks down through the years. One of my favorite was, there was this band that came out years ago called Remedy Drive. They were like super hyped up, super excited, and they kind of go out to turn the crowd into a frenzy. Well, we had an end of tour meeting that was a fake meeting that I couldn't be at, and I walked out and told 1,200 people, asked them if they wanted to be in on a prank, and they all said yes. And so I told 1,200 people that when the band came out, they were not to move, not to clap, not to stand, not to do anything, just stare at them. Until they saw me.
Man.
So the brothers go out there and they're thrashing around on the stage, and even got really awkward when the lead singer's like, "Well, we just come here to worship the Lord, and we just want you to stand with us now and lift your hands," and everybody just stay seated. It was fantastic, man. They had it coming, you know. They thought they were pranksters until we brought the heat, you know.
Oh, that is so good.
That's great.
Thanks for sharing that. Let's talk a little bit about your album, We Won't Be Shaken. It was recently nominated for a Grammy Award. Congrats on that huge honor. Tell us, what was it like when you got the call that you were a Grammy nominee?
Man, I was in Canada, and I'd forgotten that the Grammy nomination, you know, I didn't even know about it. Mm-hmm. Well, we had spent 2 or 3 years kind of thinking we were going to get a nomination and not getting it, so I kind of written it off, and I'm like, all right, I'm not paying attention to that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife called me and told me, and it was totally, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie That Thing You Do, but it's a movie, it's like a Tom Hanks movie about this band that kind of makes it big.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the moment where they hear their song on the radio for the first time, and everybody freaks out. It was pretty. It's pretty spectacular, because the Grammy thing, you get voted to. You can only be voted into nominated for a Grammy because peers, people who make records, voted that you're worthy of it. So it's one of those cool things where, you know, our friends actually said, "Hey, of all the records this year, this one was one of the most worthy," and that's pretty powerful, pretty exciting, and off we go on to the next record.
Very cool. What do you think makes this album stand out from all the others y'all have done in the past?
I think it was just a timely record. I think that, you know, we really kind of, I think we knew exactly what we were trying to accomplish with the record, and we went in the studio with a very clear picture of how hard we were going to push the limits. I think this was the record where people kind of realized that Building 429 had become something different than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of solidified in this record who we were. And then I think the timeliness of the message of We Won't Be Shaken, when, you know, everything in the world seemed to be going chaotic, and that God had blessed us with a message. I really do believe that God breathed that record into being, because it's such a record of confidence in the Lord. such a record of saying, you know what, things are going to be crazy. In this life, you will face many trials. Take heart, for I will overcome the world. That's kind of just the mentality behind the record, and it seemed like it was timely. So I think that's what it was.
Absolutely. Well, we absolutely love the record, love your guys' music, and we are super excited about you guys coming to our area. You can catch Building 429 on the We Won't Be Shaken tour. It's going to be tomorrow night, October 17th, 6 p.m. at the Picayune Auditorium in Picayune, Mississippi. For those who may have never seen you guys in concert before, or any of the guys that you're on tour with right now, tell us a little bit about what we can expect tomorrow night at the We Won't Be Shaken tour.
Well, I think this is a show it's an all-ages show, and it's absolutely designed for your five-year-old child to have a great time and dance and to be loved on. And it's designed for the mom, the stay-at-home mom who's tired and worn out and needs to find a way to just relax and be able to kind of rejuvenate and get energy back and all that type of stuff. The cool thing about it is that as people, I think through the years, people have begun to recognize that we put on an unbelievably high-energy rock show as well. So it's kind of this particular tour is designed to be a full worship experience for all ages. That doesn't mean it's not going to have some of the show-stopping, you know, pyro and stuff like that we've done before. You know what I mean? So
absolutely,
it's still going to have all that, but it's going to be a real focused family worship event. So that's kind of the whole idea behind this tour.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. We can't wait to see you guys live. That's Building 429 in concert with special guest Loving the Outcome and Cadence tomorrow night, October 17th, 6 p.m. at the Picayune Auditorium in Picayune, Mississippi. Tickets are available at itickets.com. Thanks so much, Jason, for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, bless you guys, man. Thank you all for what you do.
With the huge hit off their Grammy-nominated album, here is Building 429 with We Won't Be Shaken on listener-supported Life Songs.
All right. Hey, Jason, real quick, if we could, this is just kind of for Share-a-thon stuff. We want to ask you one question, and if you would just kind of answer it back as if, you know, just kind of restate the question to us.
Yeah.
And the question that we're asking is, what does Christian radio mean to you, and why is it important to support it?
Christian radio has been a huge part of my life through the years, and it's so important that it's supported. And I really probably didn't fully understand the power of Christian radio until I had children of my own. See, my kids, before they could even have conversations with me, would be sitting in the back seat of the car singing You Never Let Go because they'd heard it on the radio, singing all these promises of God. And as a parent, you know, the prayer is that God would infiltrate their hearts and that He would call them to His heart. And it's amazing to me that the beginning of my children's faith walk was really in the back of my car, singing all these songs about the glory of God. And I know that that's not just true for me. I've talked to friends and families about it as well. And the truth is that music does have power and it does make a difference. And in your darkest moment, the right song comes on. And so I just encourage people out there, support Christian radio and know that it's making a difference, not only just in the listener's life, but it's making a difference in the artist's life, artists like me.
Absolutely. That is excellent. Thank you so much, Jason. We appreciate your time, man, and we are looking forward to that concert.
All right, brother. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
I think I'm first, so tell me when you're ready.
It's rolling.
All right, cool. Well, that is great. We absolutely love your music, Jason. Love all of the stuff Building 429 puts out. We are super excited about you guys coming to our area. You can catch Building 429 on the We Won't Be Shaken tour tomorrow night, October 17th, 6 p.m. at Christian Life Assembly of God in Picayune, Mississippi. Now, for those who may have never seen you guys in concert before, tell us a little bit about what we can expect at tomorrow night's show.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and we can't wait to see you guys live. That's Building 429 live in concert with special guests Loving the Outcome and Cadence tomorrow night, October 17th at 6 p.m. at Christian Life Assembly of God in Picayune, Mississippi. Tickets are available at itickets.com. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today, Jason.
Yeah, because he's going to respond.